Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Pounder. I'm the online pastor at New Life Christian Church in Chantilly, Virginia. I'm also the co-host of the Third Chair podcast, along with my friend Brendan Lovelace. Every time that we get on the podcast, Brendan and I bring on a different person to share their faith story. What was their life like before they met Christ? How did they meet Christ? And what is God doing in their life right now? And every single week that we bring on a new person to share their story, we are blown away by how God worked in that person's life. And based on the responses we're getting from people from all over, people are connecting well with those stories. They're realizing that God is true. God is faithful. God's grace is real. Not only that, though, they're realizing that they have a faith story and that they want to share that faith story with other people. So we're really encouraged by how God has been using this podcast to help people realize that they have a faith story and that they can share that faith story with others as well. So we're so glad that you're here. And right now, I just want to give you a quick little teaser of the recent episode that we did with Mike Fuster. In case you didn't know, Mike was a beloved campus pastor at the Chantilly campus for a number of years at New Life and led a great number of initiatives in the community that really helped people really discover God for the very first time. So we called up Mike, who lives in Florida now, and said, Mike, we got to have you on to share your story. So we were really excited to interview him. So right now, I just want to play a quick little teaser of that interview, and I want to encourage you to listen to the teaser and then go to the Third Chair podcast by clicking on the links provided in the show notes. Again, we have episodes every other Monday, and they're really powerful stories. So without any further ado, let's listen to the teaser of Mike Fuster.
I had this kind of thriving business, but it needed cash. And I've run into a woman in the mall who's married to one of my best friends from high school. Anyway, she invited me over to her house and they live close to where I was. And so I go there and just have a dinner talking to them. Anyway, it was a cabinets business. So anyway, they decide they wanted to do business, wanted me to do work in their home. Great, I go do that. And then they were interested in being partners and investing in this business. And the thing was, I was in debt up to my eyeballs, like six-figure debt time. And I was to have a meeting with them, a dinner with them, and bring a business plan. I knew I couldn't do that. I could not take their money. I didn't trust myself with their money. But how do I tell them? How do I tell them, like, sorry, I'm not the person you think I am because I'm doing all this stuff. That day, I drove around in my truck for hours and hours. And it wasn't the first time, but I was contemplating suicide. But yeah, at this point, it was real. I'm like, I can't be the father my daughter deserves. I blew up my marriage. Now I'm gonna have to go into bankruptcy. Like, who am I? I am not the person most people would have said you were, or who I was gonna be when you knew me in high school and things, right? Because of that, I ended up in a psychiatric hospital. But it was one of the turning points.